Welcome to Ictus Dumaguete Daily Word. Stay tuned to get inspiration and hope for living through God's Word.
Our passage for today is taken in the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse 14. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. The title of today's devotional is The Savior of the World. The whole biblical meaning of this particular term should be put like this. Christ is the Savior as a result of something that He has done. We must get rid once and forever of the idea that we are the actors or doers and merely receive encouragement from Him. Not at all. The biblical representation is that God sent Him into the world to do something and that we are saved as the result of something He has done quite apart from ourselves and our own action. He has acted, and it is His action that produces salvation and the way of escape for us. Now, here is something that is utterly fundamental and primary. And unless we are agreed with this statement, there is really no point or purpose in proceeding any further. Salvation. According to New Testament, take for instance, Colossians 1, where you have perfect illustration of salvation, is something that is entirely worked out by the Lord Jesus Christ. It is something that has come to men and women as a free gift to them. And they have nothing to do but to receive this gift. It is something provided. It is the righteousness of the God that is given. That is something that is surely basic, and of course there is no phrase, perhaps, that puts all this more perfectly than the great and glorious phrase that was uttered by our Lord Himself upon the cross when He cried out, "It is finished." John 19:30. With His last breath, it is, as it were, He cried out, "I have done it. I have completed the work that You gave me to do." It is He who saves, and our salvation comes from Him and is derived from something He has done once and forever on our behalf. A thought to ponder. Salvation, according to the New Testament, it is something that is entirely worked out by the Lord Jesus Christ.
To know more, visit www.ictusdumaguete.org or Facebook page ictusdumaguete-idmc.